All-Star pitcher Roger Clemens and his former personal trainer Brian McNamee took their bitter dispute to Capitol Hill yesterday. In the Mitchell Report on doping in baseball, McNamee said he injected Clemens with banned steroids. Clemens denied using drugs and then sued McNamee. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
The fireworks weren't supposed to happen until next Wednesday. That's when Roger Clemens, Brian McNamee, and several other witnesses are scheduled to appear at a House committee hearing on doping in baseball. But yesterday, McNamee's lawyers set off some preliminary pyrotechnics in the form of two color photos.
The bottom picture depicts a hypodermic needle, a needle used to inject Roger Clemens with steroids.
The picture, described by attorney Richard Emery, included a crushed Miller Lite can in which needles were stored, bloody gauze, and vials of banned testosterone. A second photo showed needles and drugs Clemens allegedly gave to McNamee. McNamee and his lawyers turned over the material from 2001 and 2002 to the federal government a month ago. They presented the pictures of the material to lawmakers yesterday during McNamee's day-long deposition in Congress. Richard Emery says it moves the Clemens-McNamee dispute beyond the he-said-he-said stage.
It appears to us that this is corroborative evidence that will determine whether there is appropriate connection between this evidence and steroids and Roger Clemens.
One man's evidence, though, is another man's fabrication. That's how Clemens attorney Rusty Hardin described the drug paraphernalia depicted in the photos. Clemens and his lawyers were in the same building yesterday for one-on-one meetings with lawmakers who will be part of next week's hearing. Hardin told reporters at his press conference that the whole matter could end up like another Duke lacrosse case in which an alleged story of rape ended up wrong after ruining the reputations of several college athletes.
I warn you all now that 5 to 6 or 7 months from now, any of you that have jumped on this bandwagon about Roger taking steroids and assumed that anything Brian McNamee has to say about Roger is true will be embarrassed.
McNamee's lawyers say McNamee kept the material in a FedEx box since 2001 to protect himself in case investigators singled him out for prosecution. Hardin says the stuff will not stand up legally.
You won't find a single respectable prosecutor or law enforcement person in this country that will say this manufactured trash and waste that he offered to you ever today could ever appear and be accepted in a single courtroom.
I think Mr. Hardin is being a little too swaggerish and optimistic here.
Stanford Law Professor Robert Weisberg says the material, in fact, could be valid in the defamation suit Clemens filed against McNamee.
If a trial judge decides to hold an extensive investigative hearing to determine, A, whether this DNA is really Roger Clemens, and B, whether the defendants in the lawsuit, namely McNamee, could establish that this is indeed stuff taken from Roger Clemens, then if those issues check out, judge will admit the evidence.
And so the Clemens versus McNamee dispute, indeed the very integrity of the Mitchell report, has come down to an episode of CSI. McNamee's lawyers say the government is testing the material. Clemens' lawyers say if the feds ask for a sample of Clemens' DNA, they'll comply. Referring to the all-important earned run average statistic for pitchers, McNamee lawyer Earl Ward said yesterday, Clemens' legacy as the greatest pitcher in baseball will depend less on his ERA and more on his DNA. Tom Goldman, NPR News.